How's your audio?
Sounds good, man. How's yours?
We're sounding good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another George Archery podcast. Podcast number
19.
19
of these things already.
Wow. 19 is pretty cool.
Yeah, so still hard to believe.
This is weekend preview.
Weekend preview.
This is you named it that one of the first few weeks that we did that.
Yeah. Come off the cuff too. Surprised I was able to do that.
Yep, so it's the weekend preview. So, what is happening this weekend? You got anything going on this weekend?
Yeah, there might be a little something going on. I think we got a little event going on here at Ace in Social Circle. Customer Appreciation Day.
Customer Appreciation Day.
Yeah, man. Going to have some factory sales reps here.
Some steals and deals.
Coming up with from Real Tree, bringing the big Real Tree trailer.
Man, there'll be a bunch of stuff going on.
What all we got going on? Let's see. There's going to be some bow giveaways.
That's right.
All kind of giveaways,
and then
from broadheads to bows, to
pop a
crossbow,
win
a prize.
We got all kinds of stuff. So come on out and join us for that.
Where's it at?
It'll be at Social Circle, Ace Hardware, whatever it's home center is what it's called.
Yeah,
but we're in the archery department. So
in Social Circle, 181 South Cherokee Road, Circle, Georgia. Got any questions? 770-464-3354.
Ashford Archery Department.
Yeah, Ashford Big John.
No, just the archery department. Anybody can handle it. And after that,
he's a crossbow specialist too.
We are also having, that's Nate. We are also having Under the Lights.
3D shoot.
3D shoot.
You ever shot 3D Under the Lights?
I have not.
Played football under the lights.
We shot some targets
baseball
under
the lights. Shot some 50-meter stuff under the lights, but I've never shot 3D in the dark.
Well,
never. I've never done even.
Done coon shoot. So coon shoots in the dark.
3D on the football field, in the dark under the lights.
Yep.
So is it tournament bows? Is it hunt bows? What are we doing?
Right.
I really don't even know yet.
So we posted the information today. 7:30 warm up, 8:30 shotgun start. It's 20 targets.
Okay.
And so we have multiple classes. We have an open class.
For your tournament style bows.
Yep. Male and female.
Okay.
45 yard max.
Okay. Wrong what you brung.
That's right. We have a hunting class, male and female.
What's the yardage on that one?
35 yards.
All right, then.
And we have a youth. That's 15 and under.
Okay.
25 yard max. Youth open and
youth hunter.
Under. So
we got a class. So whether they're
one
shooting
for
a hunting bow.
Yep. One for pins, so, one for or hunting bow versus tournament bow. They'll both shoot. The youth will shoot from the short stake. And if you're 16 and older, you'll come on and play with the adults.
So if you 16 is shooting a hunting bow. You're shooting from the 35-yard max.
Yep, 35-yard max.
If you're 16 and older, shooting an open setup, you're going to shoot 45 max.
And I'm going to shoot my hunting bow.
I'm thinking I might, too. I don't know. I still haven't decided.
I need to get it out and make sure it's all like it's supposed to be, but that's the plan.
All right, then.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's 8:30 shotgun start, $15 buy-in, 50% payback.
Sweet.
And so if we have 20 people in a class, we'll pay back multiple places. If we only have 5 people in a class, we're going to pay one place.
All right.
So if we got 11 or more, we will pay all 3.
All right, then.
So
sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
I can't wait to
finally
get to shoot 3D and it not be
hot.
99 degrees outside.
Yeah. So
that's one of the biggest things.
Sun won't be in your eyes, just the lights.
And there's some other 3D shoots going on during the day, so you can almost do it like we used to do it back in the day, where you can shoot two shoots in the same day.
Well, Rocky Creek Archery Club is having their championship tournament
Down
in Dexter. So you can go down there and do that and then bust out up here. And also, Maysville Baptist Church is having
their 3D shoot.
They
always have a good time over there, too.
Oh, yeah. There's some good folks over there. That's where Refuge is based out of. So, also, the GAA is having their state field championships.
Over in Kennesaw.
Well, it's in Ackworth, actually. Oh, yeah. But it's the Kennesaw Archery Club.
Gotcha. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah, I kind of got the clip covering my paper there.
I understand. And then if you're... want to play the indoor game, you don't want to sweat during the day, Pike County Outfitters over in Pike County is having a Lancaster style shoot up, and that's a fundraiser for Ethan and Tyler.
Yep, pretty cool little thing, trying to help them raise some money to go on the world team travels.
Yeah, because they have to pay for themselves.
Yeah, I saw today where some folks were starting to get their world team jerseys.
Yeah.
I saw Matthew Russell got his.
So
I saw somebody else. I don't remember who it was.
They'll be out and about and showing up, you know, proud Georgia archers that are wearing their jerseys. So those jerseys are cool. For world team. He made the other world team, the outdoor world team.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, and that one was paid for.
That's that rabbit hole?
Yes.
That I ain't going down.
Yep. That's what it is.
We kind of went down it.
I don't want to go down that hole.
You can't even get a jersey paid for, and you're going to represent the USA.
So what else is new?
Ridiculous. Discount Sporting Goods in Dalton is also having a 3D shoot.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, so you can find your shoot on Saturday, then come shoot 3D under the lights on Saturday night, and then turn around and go shoot 3D on Sunday.
Yeah, several places to go.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to play the indoor game again on Sunday.
Billy's got a head-to-head tournament going on over at Governor's Gun Club in Kennesaw starting at noon.
That's a pretty cool little deal.
Yeah, that's a cool little event.
That's run what you brung. Everybody's name in a hat. Pull your name back out. You know, that way you know who you're shooting against.
It's going Street Outlaws.
Street Outlaws, that's right.
He's going Street Outlaws.
And then three ends, move on. Redraw names, three ends, move on till we get down to the final. Then you'll shoot five rounds for final. The cool part is if you're out first, you go into the redemption bracket.
Redemption bracket.
Yes, we didn't want to call it loser's bracket.
Yeah.
So they called it the redemption bracket.
Street Outlaws, work your way back.
So after we get it all done and everybody figures out in the redemption bracket, they'll work their way back through. You cannot lose more than once. So, like, if you lost the first time and you go through the redemption bracket and win all the way back out the redemption bracket. So, essentially, the next round, you know, when you're shooting, you could keep going till it get down, and you can go back in. If you make it back through the redemption bracket.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so you get a chance to come back.
That's a pretty cool little format.
Yeah.
I like that.
So it's going to be pretty cool. Still, you know, in other words, the two people that, you know, I don't know how many they start off with, but let's say they start out with 20 people. Well, 10 people go back into the redemption bracket, and then five of them will continue, and then, you know, so forth and so on until they can get them down to one, and the redemption bracket can get back into the
That's pretty
finals.
Cool.
So,
I like that.
It's going to be
I've
neat.
Never shot anything like that. That would be fun.
Well, I'll explain to you that it's a test event that may happen in other places.
Okay.
So, because we've been talking about doing it here also.
Well, sweet. So I like that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty cool. When them afternoon, after lunches, come on over. And, you know, I think we're going to wait till the hunting season has started a little more.
Well, we ain't far from that either.
And indoor season is, you know, everybody, all the tournament guys, we're trying to finish 3D season out, you know.
Yeah.
You got that guy who's still like, I am set on 3D. I got one more major tournament.
One more major.
A couple of more. You know, there's one more in the state, GBAA state, that we're hosting in August. And then You know, of course, the first week in August is the classic. So
Illinois,
those guys that are still hooked on that, you know, we'll get those out of the way. And then we may do the same exact tournament format here. And we're trying to get – there's another place that's probably going to do the same thing. So we'll have sort of an Outlaws tour.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
So that's what we're working on.
I like that's gonna be fun.
Hey, there was some new things posted on the to buy page today.
Oh, on the George Archer website.
George Archer,
yeah,
merch.
I seen that. I like that little trucker's hat.
Yeah, little trucker's hat. Hashtag
George Archer.
And there's also a Stranger Things logo, which is Archery Things. It's in red. I thought it was just something neat to throw up there. And, you know, some of the guys who are fans of some Stranger Things may think that's something cool. So little pieces slowly coming together.
Well, when you going to pull your hunting bow out, man?
Again? I'll bring it with me tomorrow.
When's the last time it's left the house?
Left the house. Let's discuss this, leaving the house.
November of last year?
Nah, I think I went late. I think I went December, right around Christmas.
Gotcha.
And then, yes, it hasn't left the house. Now, it has shot in the yard.
So you have shot it?
In the yard.
I shot mine a day for, I don't know, about 10 minutes.
I did shoot it. When I took my other bow home before I went to Raleigh, I shot it too because I was like, you know, this thing needs to be pulled out. And then I also ordered the new strings.
I would pull mine out. I wanted to shoot my X-Impacts off of it for Saturday night.
I hear you.
They just a little weak.
Just a little on the weak side.
And I didn't want to pull the points and
redo and
cut and break points, weight off and all of that to try to tune them down.
I can tell you this.
Those errors
I did have to unscrew broadheads and screw in field tips.
I'm going to have to do that because I'm going to shoot my Spartans if I shoot my CT5. So.
And I got a set of arrows over here that I need to build, but I was waiting on the strings. Do it all at once.
They come in?
Not yet. Wasn't in that pack. It'll be in the next pack, I reckon.
Gotcha.
So, you know, because strings are delivering here all the time.
Yeah, they're working through them just as fast as we can.
That's right.
Like we've mentioned several times before. Now is the time to get that thing to the doctor.
Go take your bow
to
the doctor.
Go get it checked up. If you're going to get strings and cables, now is the time to do it. If you're going to add a sight, some stabilizer bars, whatever it may be, now is the time to do it.
Do not
wait till the week before.
Plus, on top of it, I mean, you need to work into it. You know, shoot the bow so you can get used to new things.
Oh, man, I can hit what I'm aiming at.
You can?
I can pie
plate.
I keep it within a pie plate at 30.
Pie plate, 30.
Yeah, I would not be happy
That's
with a pie plate
not,
at 30.
Not how we do things around her.
No, I wouldn't be happy with a pie plate at 30.
I did pick up shoot my indoor bow yesterday.
I need to do that.
Yep. So we're having a good time doing our thing.
So what are some of the specials we got going on for Saturday, do you know?
We got a Scott Shark release.
$44.99. $10% off on all accessories?
All accessories. That's including arrows. So anybody who's needing to replace some of their tournament arrows that they've broke and busted, they're here, and we would love for you to come get them.
$20 off string and cable orders?
$20 off string.
And that is a gas string, by the way?
Yep.
So save $20 on a set of strings and cables. What else?
That's gas has got some 2-string giveaways, I think, in the rest.
Yeah, we're giving away a couple of sets of gas strings too.
Yep.
So I know we got an Easton bow case and an Easton hip quiver.
Yep.
A Hamsky drop away rest.
That's right. We got some
PSE crossbow.
We got a
Elite Ritual 33, I believe.
Yep. And we got that Matthews
Mission Hammer.
Hammer. That's it.
As a bow giveaway.
Dropping the hammer.
Black Eagles donated a dozen Outlaws.
Oh, yeah. So they're having a good time. Essentially.
G5, some broadheads.
You can't get all of that at the Outdoor Blast.
AAE, Western Hunter Bars, set of hunting stabilizers we're giving away.
You know the guys will be at the blast, right?
No, we need them here. We want them here.
So I'm telling you.
Come ask your factory reps questions. Come shoot some bows.
Oh, yeah. Play with some new stuff.
Save 10% on your accessories. So if you're going to buy a bow, so you're going to buy a flagship bow. You're going to pay $1,000 for the bow.
That's right.
Just kind of where they're at right now, $9.99.
Oh, yeah. That's about
and
right.
And you can spend close to another $1,000 in accessories.
Easily.
So on Saturday you save $100.
Oh yeah. If you go, if you're, yeah, that's 10%. $100. That's right. And then if you buy some of the other discounted stuff that we got,
could save even more.
Save any more, because there'll be a couple of things. I know we got some bulldog? What is it? Deer stands for $99.
Yeah, another giveaway. We got a Morrell block over here that we're giving away.
That's right. But we got some deer stands that were, what, they were 150,
139, 140, something like that, for $99.
$99 and also, while supplies last.
Yep. I'm trying to think what else we may.
And here's the other part is
who knows what we may come up with.
We have every kind of seed, feed, attractant
that SWI offers.
We also have every other brand that you've always used too. But if you remember us talking in the past, SWI has brought, and he brought us the new one.
Yeah, I can't wait to give that a whirl.
He's got some new stuff he's worked on that can go in your, not just your, it can go in a throw feeder.
Mm-hmm.
It can go in a gravity
cast feeder.
Yep.
It'll go in anything. I'm anxious to get that out and the camera over it and see what it does.
I want you to put that in one of them cutty back cameras. I want you to put it in the Putnam spot so that I can hunt it on Monday mornings.
Well, how are you going to hunt it if I'm there?
Well, there's two spots there. Your boy's got to work.
No,
he's
got
to go to school. So me and you go over there and knock it out Monday morning.
We might be able to do that.
Yeah. So, I may hook you up with a deer stand and take over there to hold fat folks.
All right, then.
And then that way, me and you got two spots. We'll do that. Get down, lunchtime, come over here and tweak and turn and go back over there that afternoon and sit the evening.
Might have to see what we can't do about all that.
Sound like
now
a deal.
If I get something over there with some big old horns on his head or something, we might have to.
Oh, but I'm just playing. You know.
No, there's plenty of does over there.
That's all I need. Plenty of them. I need to shoot something. So.
The first four or five hunts over there last year, I saw deer. I killed one 10 minutes in my first hunt on opening day, and I don't think I'll do that again.
Yeah, you will. You just said that. You talked about it before. First day, first hunt, sitting there,
I won't 10 minutes. I won't shoot one that early.
Yeah, you will.
I might. Yeah, I probably would.
Hadn't done it.
So if I don't go, I can't.
Well, don't go. I'll be there.
No, you'll be here working.
I'm talking about Sunday.
Yeah. Dude, it was hot. It was hot.
I'm going to test drive that new Cutty back.
I'm looking forward to getting my hands on one and getting some SWI feed on the ground.
Yep, so we can see what's on the.
And start getting pictures sent to my teller phone.
That's right. That'll be cool.
Instead of having to go check it all the time.
Yep. Well, I ain't got my bow ready, but I'm going to have it ready. Like I said, strings are on order, so I'm ahead of the game on that. I know the bow shoots, and the sight was good. We'll just have to find the right tape combination, because I'm actually going to bump the poundage back up to legal, right? Or not legal, but to, you know, standard, because when I pulled it out of the box, it was 57. That's where it landed, and that's where it's going to shoot, but I'm going to bump it on up to 60 and get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Get it going.
Was there anything else going on this weekend that you know? Mm-hmm. What you got going on?
I'll be here
Saturday
pimping all the products.
Saturday night shoot 3D.
Yep.
Sunday in Kennesaw. Wait a minute, that's anniversary day, ain't it?
Well, I was going to go to Kennesaw till I was informed of other prior things.
Well, just take Mama to Kennesaw with you and anniversary.
I tried to tell her that. I was like, look, they got a restaurant in there. Yeah. We can eat, have the chef cook us up something special that I can eat.
With all your winnings.
I can go shoot bows. I don't know if I'll get, I mean, I'll shoot. I'll be in the redemption bracket. I mean, you understand there's some hitters signed up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there is.
I know that.
I hadn't talked to Billy, but I'm sure there is.
I know there's some hitters. I've actually talked to Billy a couple of times, and he got some hitters signed up, but he's also got some, you know, average Joes. So
Blake Reagan.
Yes, sir. He's on the list.
Tyler.
Yes, he's on the
Matt
list.
Matt Malone. Matt, if you ain't on the list, boy, get on the list.
Matt, get on the list. As far as I know, he's going to have a good turnout. So,
well, that's going to be a fun shoot.
Yeah, they're going to be a good thing.
I'm personally really looking forward to the 3D under the light. So,
me too.
I really enjoyed the 50 meter events under the lights. I always thought that was cool.
Yeah, and I think we're going to redo some of that like earlier in the season. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Soon as indoor, we're going to try to reschedule to get those going earlier where it's still not so hot, you know, and then we do a day one, and then we'll get some nights ones going after that.
Right.
Yep. So, man, this is a short
one of the shortest ones we've had.
Weekend previews. We just talked. We ran a bunch of stuff. The GBAA State Field. That's a tournament I've never shot before. Just haven't had a chance to go. It seems like every year, the last three or four, that's fallen on our customer appreciation weekend. Now we moved our customer appreciation weekend. Guess what they did?
Moved the shoot date. Imagine that.
So they also moved the other shoot date, from what I understand. The shoot date that was supposed to be the state outdoor. It's actually moved to September. It used to be opening weekend, and I'm like, you won't see me. But nope. I think it's the weekend before. But no.
No. I don't know, though. I keep saying I ain't hunting opening weekend. But I know me. Junior will be all over me.
Yeah. You're going to have to go.
Yeah, I got a feeling we'll be perked up a tree somewhere.
So, have you thought about some designs for some shirts or some stuff?
A little bit.
Well, then let's get on it, doggone it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Leagues are going to be starting back for most places. You know, school, everybody's going back. School routines are starting.
4-H will be getting back up and going on shortly.
Yep, so... S3DA's on their hiatus for a little while.
Taking a break.
That's right. And then they'll all get started again. S3DA just released their 2020 dates for their tournaments.
Yep, saw that.
A couple of tournaments are to be announced, but the dates are there, so you can put them on your calendar. Mm-hmm. You just don't know where you're driving to yet. I know the Vegas date is on there. The Louisville, Kentucky date is on there. The outdoor and the 3D dates are both on there. Little birdie told me, you know, they won't be in the same place at the same time. There's two different dates.
Got you.
So that's what they released. It says to be announced.
To be announced.
So, but yeah, it's better to be put on your calendar so you'll know, hey, don't plan nothing around that date.
Right. Like a family vacation out
exactly.
of this.
Exactly.
Just don't know where you're vacationing.
No, nope, don't know where you're going yet. And, U.S. Archery announced at Raleigh that they will be in Alabama next year.
That's different.
We were there 2 years ago.
Really?
Yep. So
we're at in Alabama.
Decatur.
Decatur, Alabama.
Decatur, Alabama. It's a soccer complex, and it's a beautiful facility. But I was surprised they wanted us to come back. They had just laid brand new sod in the fields, and it flooded.
Ooh.
Well, first off, they fertilized it with chicken poo.
Whoa.
And it was beautiful green till the rain came. And after the rain, I'll just tell you this, that it smelt like, well.
Whoa.
Yeah. And we destroyed those fields. Not purposefully, but just
happened.
When it's new and soaking wet, that stuff just tore to rip. So we are back there for another probably 2 years because most contracts were 2-year contracts. So we'll be in Decatur, Alabama. And so, yeah, it's time to plan for the year in advance.
I'm taking a little while off before I start writing next year's schedule. I do want to go to Lancaster.
That schedule's that pretty much is going to be posted too. January.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah, I mean, and,
but a big birdie.
Yeah.
A big birdie.
Big birdie.
Yeah. Instead of a little birdie, this is a big birdie.
Big birdie told you what?
Mr. Poole told me that Redding is
on your list.
What I need.
No matter if what you do, you know.
Yeah.
If hands are nuts about it, huh?
Which, because I've never been to Lancaster, I've never been to Vegas.
Yeah.
Or Redding. He said Redding is, if you're going to do one trip a year just to just go have fun and shoot, he said it's Redding.
Well, then I guess you're going to get on the list pretty darn fast because that has been booking up and passing up and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Redding's, any of those tournaments right now are kind of a stretch.
I understand.
For all that's going on.
I was, I went to Vegas 2 years ago, skipped, you know, come back, went to Vegas again after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it seems to me that the little birdies in the range of all the, you know, kids talking, they're talking about a bunch of them going
to Reading,
Vegas. And I was not thinking that. I mean, I lost three graduated, you know, and they'll be shooting for colleges.
Right.
So I was thinking, well, man, you know,
you'll get this year off, but maybe not.
Maybe not. So, speaking of different things, it passed in my head. Now I can't remember what I wanted to say. You know how that goes? It comes in one ear.
AARP.
Yeah. I would like to do, that's my bucket list tournament. Is Reading.
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, I've heard people, there's mixed emotions. I've talked to pros and cons of all of it. So, you know.
But yeah. Hey, well, like I said, that big birdie told me that Reading is the
bomb.
Is the bomb.com.
Yeah. Well, that's all of those on the left coast enjoy that tournament. Matter of fact, you know, that type of shoot, you know, the GBAA is trying to pass to replace one of the 3D shoots with that type of tournament for a state championship.
On the right coast,
over here, GBAA.
Well,
they're trying to, you know, like the one I went and shot in Savannah, they're talking about replacing one of the 3D tournaments and turning it into a trail shoot.
That would be fun.
It may not be 3D animals. It may be paper, but it's still dotting, shooting up and down or wherever. It depends who hosted it.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a club down around the Richland, Georgia area, that'd be kind of cool. Because
Or mountains.
Or up in the mountains, yeah. You kind of get similar styles.
There, I have, as you can see in my
hands
is the proposal. I have been reading over it. The GBAA at the 3D state championships has their board meeting and also sets their dates for the year, which I can already give you a little heads up. You're going to be helping with the indoor 5-spot because Ace Apaches are hosting it this year.
Really?
Yeah.
We're doing it over at high school again?
At the high school, yeah.
All right, then.
But we're hosting the GBAA 5-spot tournament instead of the S3DA tournament.
Gotcha. Kind of like year before last year.
Yep. And the reason being is because it rotates. And same thing with the S3DA. Everything rotates.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting up bid processes and that kind of stuff. And I'm trying to get all the team together to figure out what they want to bid on. So you know how that goes.
I do.
Well, we done pushed this about as far as we can push it without just talking about nothing. You know,
Jake will be able to listen to this one on a one-way trip.
Yeah, one-way trip. He'll have to listen to something else all the way because we ain't
the rest of the way. Yeah.
Well, we just got a little bit of intro music to put in, so it'll probably be right at that minute drive.
Get your bows to the doctor.
Yeah, get your bows to the doctor. You can find us at
Georgia Archery on Facebook.
All right. You can find us on Instagram.
On the Instagrams, Georgia Archery.
Yep. And you can find us on Tweeters.
On the Tweeters at Georgia Archery.
Or you can Tweeter us.
Tweeter us.
And you can find us all this information and more on www.georgiaarchery.com.
And you can chap snap John.
You can chap snap. Chap snap.
Ain't that what it is? Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Chap snap.
Georgia Archery.
Something like that.
And if you've got a question or comment, you can always send us an email at
georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
Yep. And if you like this video, this info, this wherever, if you find it, because you got it on YouTube and Instagrams and everything, if you like and do it, please share it.
Please
like it. Please subscribe.
I'm sleepy.
Don't be sleepy.
I'm trying not to be.
So if that's all.
Yeah, that's, I ain't got anything, man.
All right.
Ready for a nap.
Until next time. I'm Big John.
I'm Little John. Wait, no.
All right, we gotta start that over. No. You're who?
I'm Robbie.
And
Little John.
And we'll see ya.
See ya.